Yeah. Hey. What's up, Grease Babies? What's my wayward wanderers?
Yo, it's the Grease Valley Radio.
And today we got an exciting one because this fucking Blarg Ball season. Blarg Ball season. It's the fucking season of Blarg Ball. Blarg Bowl was yesterday, and that's always a chaotic hellfuck when the Blarg Ballers leave their malls and decide to get everybody in on the sport to celebrate the season starting. So they start, whoa, they throw shit. Whoa, what the fuck? You throw that, they're throwing shit over my head. I'm saying, oh my god, get me out of here. Get me back to my shack. Yeah, everyone starts throwing shit at each other, throwing bottles, they're throwing chairs, they're throwing motherfucking books at each other. It doesn't matter. It's Blarg Ball. And you know, we're also working on our rebuilding process. It's a long and slow endeavor, but we think it's gonna be worth it, you know? We can't let Ponzi keep us down, that fucking pig prince. We sent all the Greatest Valley goons out of here, so now we gotta rebuild. And the whole community's coming together. It's really nice and beautiful to see us all work together. All the Beetle Whisperers and Mother Maddox has been helping out a ton. Even the town alchemist, Grog, has been making some potions, helping people out, give them a little strength, if you know what I mean. But yeah, it's fucking Blarg Ball! Oh, we're gonna talk about the superstitions, the food, the famous players, some other post-money sports. Ooh, fantasy sports. I know you're in for it. We got a new quest. We got a bunch of shit come to you. Stick around. It's fucking Blarg Ball. Grease Valley Radio to you. Yeah, so let's talk about the wake of the Blarg Bowl. The Blarg Bowl just happened. Big ol' celebration. It was real fun times, but, you know, all the Blarg Ballers left their malls for the day and just started throwing shit at everybody. It's to start the season, to celebrate the start of the Blarg Ball season, but, you know, it left many people injured, and it let the mall fiends start raiding again. A bunch of fucking fiendish ghouls in my backyard hissing at me, going through my trash. I say, hey, get out of there, and they go, you know how it is having three grown-ass ghouls hissing at you? I go, leave me alone, I'm sorry, keep doing whatever you're doing, ghouls. Motherfuckers, you know? So be safe and also use safe things. I know a lot of Blarg Ballers have fun throwing anything they see, but you know, don't use dangerous things. Don't throw bottles at me. I know a lot of the grease dogs yesterday were going around throwing bottles at people. That's just dangerous. The glass gets in the mud and then I step in it. Bloody mud, it's terrible. Not with that shit. So let's talk about some of the superstitions that the Grease Valley denizens use, because you know there's tons of them. Everyone has their sports superstition, but a famous one here is to drink a gallon of grease. You drink a gallon of grease and you go play your Blarg Ball game, you're bound to win. Another little bit more sacred one is folks like to run up to the bubblegum tree and they take a leaf off of the bubblegum tree and they stick it to their forehead and then they wear it all day. And then if the leaf falls off of your forehead, your team is bound to lose. So, you know, you gotta stay safe. I don't really go for all the superstition stuff. My favorite player of Blarg Bowl? The food. Ooh, you get your little goopies. You get your smoked gunk berries. Ooh, a bunch of chickadee wings. I love making chickadee wings. I make the good buffalo sauce, but I like this black garlic Cajun wing I make. Got a ton of Hucklefuck wings. Got some real hot ones here, you know what I mean? And I get in on the Blarg Ball every once in a while. I like to hop in there, throw a book at somebody, I hit them, wham! I say, you're out! And they say, yeah, but like, whoa, is this Earthsea? Is this Ursula K. Le Guin? Damn, I'm gonna go read some Earthsea. Did you just throw Sirens of Titan at me? Let me go read this shit. I say, you fucking nerd! You nerd, you're out! And I'm in! That means I'm successful! That means I'm doing fucking good in life! Yeah, fuck you, Torben shitface! Turn me down! So let's Let's talk about some of the official and not so official rules of Blarg Ball. Some of the famous players, how to win Maul Fiends. What's even a Maul Ghoul? You know what I mean? What's a Blarg Ball? Stick around. To you. Hey, so let's talk about some official Blarg Ball rules and the different effects it has on your community and your culture. Because it's a big old game played through forever throughout all the broken world. Now, it did exist when money was still around. In the pre-money era, it wasn't popular, but it existed. But after money, in the post-money era, oh boy, so much Blarg Ball. And it mainly because it's played in malls, and a lot of malls were closed afterwards, after the fall of capitalism. So all these closed malls, of course you're gonna have Blarg Ball. Now originally the game was played by teenage goons who would go in closed malls or abandoned malls, sometimes even like active malls, sometimes very active malls, like during Christmas time. They'd hide, they'd run around, they set off an alarm once everyone's ready. Blarg Ball! And they run out and they start hitting each other. They're wham! Wham! Some people would just start joining in the game, you know what I mean? Everyone's throwing something. You're out! You're out! Oh no, I'm in! No, you're out! pretty much you could just throw anything. So you got people throwing purses, you got people throwing their hat, a ball next to them, a pillow, just anything in arm's reach. They start throwing at each other. And pretty much anything's legal with, like, when you could throw anything. There is an official Blarg Ball. Let's talk about that real quick. It's a quanti-sided, almost like volleyball. It's the size of a volleyball. It's all tiled. The tiles are blue and orange and green. They light up. They go wah, wah when they hit somebody. They make noises and light up. Ooh, when it touches a skin, when there's skin impact, when it really just... whack, hit somebody. It's nice and weighted, so it's a good size. People put different markings on it. They modify their Blarg Ball all the time. Some people have like their own official what they use as a Blarg Ball. Like Manny Tark likes to use bottles. I don't agree with bottles as Blarg Balls, but he uses them. So yeah, pretty much just use anything. And once you're hit, you're out. And only direct contact, no secondary contact, no baby swings, no chungus throws. You can't like throw it at the wall, it bounces off and hits somebody. No, it's just gonna hit them directly. And you go like hold people down though. I've seen people like tackle somebody and then just like wham, him in the face, you're out. I have to say, I've seen people use clothing before. They like take their shirt off and they ball it up. That doesn't go very far. That's not very good. Cardboard, not very good. I like to use a good brick, a good book, just like a ball. A volleyball, a soccer ball, water polo ball. It all works. So, just throw a ball at someone, shout, you're out. There could only be one winner and play it in a mall. That's pretty much it. Play how you want to play, you know what I mean? Let's talk about mall ghouls for a second. People get a little confused when they see a mall ghoul. They're like, what the fuck is that? Why is that part of the game? Well, they exist in malls, and pretty much ever since money's gone away, mall ghouls exist. They're like feral people. They've lost most of their sense of talking. They don't really like eat with people. They sleep on the floor. They crawl around on all fours. They're very skinny people. They're almost like their limbs are longer than they should be. They got these kind of hollow black eyes that like kind of sink into their sockets. And they like to collect things. They stash up big ol' hordes, and they live inside their malls in the darkness, and they like to go out and raid around and take things. But that's why we have Blarg Ballers. They take the things that the mall ghouls loot and hoard up, and they throw it. And then ghouls have to go collect more, and then Blarg Ballers throw that. And it's a very delicate ecosystem. Mall ghouls are not very good at fighting Blarg Ballers, but there are accounts of giant packs of like 30 mall ghouls cornering a Blarg Baller and just tearing them to bits. So, there's kind of a sense of danger with the Mall Ghouls around, with how many Mall Ghouls are around. And that just kind of goes into localized rules. It's a very localized sport. Every commune, every province has their own special rules and their own little things they do. Sometimes you could only throw pillows. Sometimes if you're wearing blue, you could only throw bricks. But if you're in red, you could only throw flowers. And who to guess? Flowers don't throw very far. It's you know, kind of one of those more traditional things rather than like actual fair things. And one really cute one I saw in a province that I was traveling through, a little commune, there was a never out rule, so you could like get hit as many times and you're never ever out. So it's just like, oh, so cute, you guys are just hitting each other and no one's ever out, it's just infinite hitting. This is adorable. It's such a good game. But one thing I don't like, the Enertron League, the Enertron Blarg Ball League is the official league, I guess. They hold tournaments all the time, and they call themselves the official one, but they try to enforce all these rules, and I don't really like them enforcing all these rules. They say stuff like, you know, you can't join once the game started, but you know, that's bullshit. My main strategy is showing up when there's 10 fuckers left, and I just go in there with a backpack full of Furbies, and I just start wham, 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 wham. Who the fuck's the Enertron to tell me how to play my game? As long as the players are having fun, that's all that matters, you know what I mean? It will always be a local sport to me. There's no way to globalize this. It's just how you play. So now that you know a little thing about Blarg Ball, let's talk about some of the famous players, the clans, different events. Ayo, let's get into it. It's Grease Valley Radio Sports to you. Talk about some famous Blarg Ball players, some of the famous clans, some of the famous events. Ayo, let's get into it. And first, I gotta start with the biggest name in fucking Blarg Ball. The first big name, the first hero. He inspired the superhero era. He was the first star player cameras ever caught. That's TJ Benzo. My man TJ Benzo was known for running around, screaming and intimidating people, just shouting at everyone, "You're out! You're out! Wham! Wham! You're out!" This motherfucker was crazy. He was the first film starred when, Blarg Ball was getting its fame started. They started filming matches, and TJ Benzo was just a star on the screen every time. His star ball was vinyls. He would throw old shitty vinyls made by racist white dudes. He just called the Crate Digger. He pulled two vinyls off of his back, throw them across the mall, wham, they'd shatter, it looks so fucking cool. Sometimes he'd break out his bear costume, and oh man, he was unstoppable in his bear costume throwing vinyls. He took down so many goons, he took down motherfucking goons like Doc Diggler. Man, didn't stand a chance against my boy TJ Benzo. But you know, you got less animated people, kind of like The Vice. The Vice was a sneak master, an old army expert. Apparently, he's a real sniper. He was a costume designer, wore a trash coat, and it would look like a trash pile, but pop up and wham, hit you with a Slurpee, hit you with, wham, hit with the old fucking can of soda, you know what I mean? Go poof. He threw liquids a lot, and the liquids was just everywhere. It was a very cool looking effect. Everyone loved it. And you never knew he was there because he looks like a pile of fucking trash. And he goes, "The Vice has spoken." You know, some say he's still in games today. Sometimes when there's no winner, they're just like, maybe the Vice won. Maybe it was the Vice. There's also famous players like Tevis Max or Prinky Dink. I like Nar Grumsky, the sponsor king. He just has like a billion sponsors. Enertron, Go Max, Go Go Charge, Nom Stonk, Donkey Tonk. All over him. He said, "This one's for you, Donkey Tonk." Wham! He was the most marketable player. But let's talk about some of the clans, because we got a legendary clan not too far from us, and is the Grease Valley Special. It's the Goop Hawks. Some greasy ass players. They never get hit. They got all this goop on them, all the slime. They're just like so hard to catch and so hard to hit. You know, Goldbirds! You got like cults, like the High Drone sect. They wear like these neon glyphs, all the sacred math, and their specialty is they just drink a billion energy drinks. They drink all these bang energy drinks, and then they're just run around, they're impossible to hit. Motherfuckers like the Stabulocks, they're marauders that use knives, just awful asshole players. Get up! Oh no, you just threw a knife at me. Go call someone, help me! Nah, I'm gonna go look around, you know what I mean? Fucking asshole. Some of them even use guns, said that guns are allowed in the game, because technically I hit you, so they say, you're out, bang! And it's like, what the fuck? This isn't even fun anymore. They aren't as good as the Grease Knots, the Grease Valley Grease Knots, or the Broken Coast Water Buffaloes, a baby-ass team, but whatever, they gotta have their stuff. Not like the Swamp Council, a bunch of assholes with their money ball. They throw a money ball at you and goes poof, and it disperses in money, and like all the money that touches somebody, they say, you're out if the money touched you. It's just a real asshole team. Who would have guessed the Swamp Lords would have a team like that? It's a good use of money, you know what I mean? If money has no value, use a money ball, but like, ugh, just assholes. And, you know, let's remember the big events, like the Big Blarg Bowl of 76. The Big Blarg Bowl of 76? Oh shit, that was when the Ghoul Dragon was in there, and they found its giant loot, and then it ends up in a giant fucking explosion. The whole mall just explodes. All the players were never found. They said they were shot into another dimension. Blarg Bowl's a crazy game. That's why you gotta keep an eye on it. It's Grease Valley Radio. We got more fantasy sports. I'm gonna throw you to commercial. Ayo, to you.
It's Greasy Greg. Ayo, it's the Greasy boy. Greasy Greg, it's me. I saved the valley. It was me. And Bali loves me. And now I'm here to do a commercial for you. Ayo.
Greg, hurry up and get on with it, please. You're gunking everything up. You need to hurry up.
Okay, Bali. So today I got my Greg Energy Burger. Eat my energy burger. Get a million energy power all day. I eat 10 energy burgers before I play a Blarg Ball game. It's a breakfast delight. I sell them out of my cooler. Out of the cooler I carry on my back, or sometimes I drag it through the mud. There's dozens of them in there. Dozens of energy burgers I could sell to you today. Oh, Greasy Greg! Greasy Greg! Greasy Greg!
Yeah, yeah. So let me hit you with a quest real quick. We got a quest spot. And anybody above silver tier, rosewood tier, we got dog boy tier, even a berry adept tier. We're looking for you. This quest is coming from Swamp Lord Grigri Talk. Grigri Talk, one of the seven Swamp Lords, is looking to send somebody to find the legendary energy well. The energy well, hidden deep inside the ruins of Sky City. I'm thinking he's looking to profit off of the well, you know what I mean? It's a big old well with a giant silver whale spewing out of it, and it's being squeezed by a squid. It's squeezing all the life out of it, so the whale is spewing this black sludge out of its blowhole, and the black sludge is said to be pure energy drink, the purest of the pure of energy drink, like a billion pink bowls right in your mouth, just a good old pink bowl. And it says that the flavor changes every day. Is it magic? I don't know. It sounds pretty mystic to me. Fucking energy drink well? Yeah, I heard it could also be from a broken pipe from a nearby pink bowl factory. Got into the fountain pipes. I don't know. It's a well that shoots out energy drink, and Grigri Talk wants you to find it, bring them back a sample, give them a map, show them where it goes. Now, probably don't tell Onulus about this. The god queen Onulus of the Swamp Kingdom doesn't really get along with all the Swamp Lords. She's got to pass a lot of bills and laws through them. Without them, she could do pretty much whatever, so like... ugh, watch out. But also, who really likes a god queen anyways? They just ruin things. Not as bad as a god king, but I prefer no god royalties in my valley, if you know what I mean. And also, be very careful. There's a lot of bone-crushing hounds there. The hounds that'll just tear your leg off in one bite. There's also Skylurks there. Skylurks, like night thieves, they use the Zeppelin system to get around from all the broken buildings. They'll loot your shit during the night and you won't even know. They won't kill you. They'll just leave you lootless with a bunch of fucking hounds running around. It's not good. I heard missing folk are going missing up there all the time. It's terrible. And there are packs of masked wendigos taking these people away. I don't know about any of that. Fuck. What I do know about? The loot. Ayo, you want some big loot? We're talking about 2 barrels of blue fuel. Not that purple fuel, not cosmic fuel, but it's real good. It's from the Swamp Kingdom. Any fuel from there is gonna be good. We got 3 crates of imitation crab. You want that good imitation crab? Boy, 3 crates? Oh shit. And then a good condition MacBook. Full of movies and games that he's collected. Ooh, we're talking movies like Gone Girl, Whiplash, Zardoz. He's got the Mad Max trilogy. What the fuck? He's got all the 7 Mad Maxes? Oh, fuck. Jesus. He's also got shit like Warcraft 3 and Dark Cloud. Damn, this motherfucker. Hey, I want that shit, you know what I mean? So be safe. It's out by the Red Rocks, so be very careful. The Red Rocks could be a very dangerous region. Good luck to all the questers out there. Ayo, let's get back to some sports. It's Grease Valley Radio. Ayo, so let's talk about some of the other sports in the broken world and some upcoming tournaments you could participate in. So let's talk about it. We got the Oceanic Racing League is the first one I want to talk about, the ORL. The ORL exists because pretty much no planes existed after money stopped. No pilots wanted to fly, and no one's really good at flying. No one could afford the gas, so like, what the fuck? No one's flying anymore, really. So they built the Atlantic and the Pacific bridges. The Atlantic and Pacific Highway, essentially, is very unsafe. It's very poorly built. I don't know how it was built. Quantum mechanics, I've been told. That sounds vague and stupid to me. But people live on it. People build communities off the side of these giant highways that go over the oceans. And there's tons of guns and explosions and cars eating other cars. It's very fun. People race across the Atlantic Ocean. They shoot a grenade launcher and it knocks his wheel off and whoa, he goes flying into the ocean and the waves eat him, or sometimes like a hurricane happens and it's going across the course and it's picking up the course and people are driving around the hurricane. They like tornado shoot out of the hurricane. They boost a million fucking miles ahead. It's crazy. It's fun to watch. I love the Motley Proton Cruisers. I think they're personally really cool. I think a lot of people like God Truck. God Truck is a monster on the course. No one could really stop him. It's really fun. ORL, the Oceanic Racing League. You also got stuff like Liberate the Flag. Week-long games of Liberate the Flag and City Ruins. Teams of like 2 to 5 teams of about 10 to like 50 people, and they just play a game where they have to find the flag in the enemy's territory. The enemy stole your flag, you gotta get it back and liberate the flag. But sometimes the flag's cut up into a bunch of pieces, sometimes it's very well hidden. It has to be in sight, it can't be hidden. You have to be able to see it. But it's all over a giant city. There's a network of cameras you watch to see where different players are and their different strategies. There's tons of different roles. There's like the deck gunner, the scout, the decoy, Duo Runners, the Sky Watcher, the Trap Boy. It's got a huge cult following. It's a little too hard for me to watch matches last week's, so to keep up with all those weeks and know which cameras are important to watch, ugh, I'd love to talk about it, but it's a long one, so unless you guys want to hear about it, I'll have to hold off on Liberate the Flag. Still got stuff like basketball, especially college basketball is super popular nowadays, especially ever since they started paying their players in like accurate ways. Like they're some of the best well-fed, most like wealthy people in the broken world, better than Questers, some say, so good for college basketball. Now that they got rid of all their shitty white dudes running it, old white dudes, what the fuck? And you know, pretty famous pre-money, but post-money, oh, the wrestling hordes, the wrestlers, oh my gosh, they're like part quester, part entertainer. They do like these quests, but you can never tell if they're real or fake. Sometimes they do live quests that you watch, and you're like, wow, Gonzo McTark just kicked the head off of that zombie. But was that a real zombie? Was that an actor? You know what I mean? You can never tell with these wrestlers. Or is it real questing? Is it fake questing? Who cares? It's fun to watch, you know what I mean? They got like this elaborate kayfabe with all these good plot lines and great heel turns. And was it a shoot or a work? You gotta find out. Listen to that GCW, you know what I mean? And let's talk about some upcoming Blarg Ball tournaments. Since it's Blarg Ball season, upcoming tournaments, we got the Enertron League's Bullet Rock Tournament featuring Don Thronson. Don Thronson, one of the strongest throwers in all of the Johnsons land. Crazy good stuff. Go check that out. You could also check out the Nebulob Circuit. The Nebulob Circuit running out of Night City. Twilight City is very famous for their anti-gravity specials. They got these special leagues where they hook up anti-gravity devices to all the things, and you're throwing statues, couches, houses at people. That shit is crazy. So go check out the Nebulob Circuit in Twilight City. Ayo! We'll be back to you. This is Grease Valley Radio to you. Hi. So I gotta give a quick alarm, another quick alarm, an update with the Blue Theaters. More Blue Theaters popping out throughout the west of the broken world, namely on the highways surrounding the Golden States. My Grease Ravens are telling me more and more popping up every fucking day. They're being more aggressive, they're taking more people, they're playing better movies, their advertising's getting more obnoxious. It's crazy. They're cutting off trade routes, they're delaying caravans, their threads tightening around the Golden State, and no one could control it. They've got new mannerisms, along with being quiet and shit now, and smoking their cigs. They're also speaking in hums. They hum to each other in this special language. Some loved ones of affected people have tried to learn the hums, but it's just too hard to understand. It's almost impossible. They're wearing mainly green torn robes at this point, green robes or coats. They stay in the woods a lot. They work at the theaters and then they go into the woods and then come back in the morning to open up the theaters. It's some hellish cycle. A lot of them are wearing antler crowns, but special ones are wearing bear hides and flower crowns. Apparently those are some kind of recruiters or the it's just, I don't know anymore. They call themselves druids, but I know good druids, not like these motherfuckers, not like the ones that run Blue Theaters. And then they got specials, like they got a Willie Ferrell night, they got a Willie Ferrell whole series, a Don Cheadle day. God, I'd love to go watch a Don Cheadle day, but like, man, you just gotta watch out for your loved ones, stay safe. To you, Blue Theaters, fuck 'em. Hey, sorry for ending on such a sad note, but I'm glad you were able to stick around today and hang out for all the fantasy sports we have to bring to you. Blarg Ball season, you know what I mean? Let's do a quick checkup. What's up, Grease Babies? Are you safe? Are you safe, Grease Baby? I just want to make sure everyone's safe who's listening to this, and make sure you're looking out for yourself. What's your energy drink stash looking like, huh? You got a bang for the morning and a rain to go to drink before you sleep, huh? You gotta watch out for yourself. How much schmeg you got? An eighth? I got a quarter pound, you know what I mean? I keep a quarter pound of schmeg in my closet. My crate? Yeah, my crate. Look in there, not my closet. You clean your coolers lately? Go clean that cooler. Read a book. What the heck? What's the last book you read? Even a graphic novel. Fuck it. Read something, you know what I mean? Just a heads up. If you want to help out with questing, please, because apparently people are going missing looking for the fucking hill cave. The squirrel questers need your help, so help them out. You know, be productive. Do something with your day. Ayo! And if you liked all the sports we talked about today, or if there's one of the sports at the end you wanted to hear more about, ayo, tell us on the Twitter, at Grease Valley Radio, or leave an Apple review. That's a free way to support the podcast. You know, it means a lot. It helps get the podcast to more ears and helps us rebuild. Ayo! Also, check out the Patreon. We got a bunch of tiers that we will include shout-outs, special videos, new things that you can listen to. Hit us up on the Gmail at greasevalleyradio@gmail.com. We're 100% indie, we're independent, we're crowd supported, so any support you guys give us goes a million times ways. Ayo, help us rebuild the Grease Valley. Thank you for all the support. This is that Grease Valley Radio to you.